How do you feel about being the Cowardly Lion?
He's actually one of my favorite characters, if not my favorite character in the show. I've always kind of identified with him, rather.
Why is that?
You know, I mean, we all kind of have our own fears in life, but I kind of always felt like I've had a little more fear than most, and so it's always been a challenge for me at times to really, like, find my courage to really do what I have to do and, you know, face what lies ahead, and I think that's why I've always kind of identified with him and why it's such a joy to get to play him now, and, you know, it's kind of an honor to be a part of something that's actually kind of considered a legacy in our industry, you know, because Wizard of Oz is probably one of the most influential movies that has ever been made, and, you know, the lion is a lot of people's favorite character, and we've felt that in audiences, like, for the last year and a half we've been out on the road, like, it's been amazing.
You know, that's one of the movies that I grew up watching. And for me, it was always around the holidays. That's when they showed The Wizard of Oz. So I've always put the two together. And yes, I love the Cowardly Lion. It was someone you always wanted to give a hug to and tell him it was going to be okay.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, absolutely. That's exactly how I feel about him.
He is a sweetheart. Did you actually audition for that role or did you go for another one?
So I originally had heard through friends that work for the company that's producing the tour, Apex Touring, that they were looking for a lion understudy for the tour last year.
Ah.
And so I just submitted to our producers and said, hey, I'm available. I had just rented their lion costume for another company's production. So, like, I had played the role. I knew it. I fit in the costume they were going to need to use, and I was available. So if you're interested, I had worked with them before. They're like, yes, let's do this. And then the guy that was playing the lion last year, Victor Legaretta from Fort Myers, was not sticking with the tour after our engagement in Chicago back in May. And so I ended up taking over the role in June. And so I've been doing it since mid-June. And
nice.
That's kind of how I got to step into to those paws.
And they're big paws to step into. Do you ever have a chance to meet kids after the show? Do they talk to you?
Oh, yes. Well, there are some that, even though, like, the parents insist, like, oh, my gosh, they loved you so much. You were fantastic. You were their favorite part of the show. The kids still hide behind the parents. But there are some that, like, will come full dressed in a lion costume. We get lions and scarecrows and Tin Man and Dorothy's and witches just all over the place. And it's so precious to see how these kids respond. And I was actually just back with my family in Ohio for Thanksgiving. And my oldest cousin has two kids that are 5 and 3. And they've recently started getting into The Wizard of Oz. And her 3-year-old son, Max, like, when he first saw me, like, I have a fairly prominent beard right now, and he's not used to that. So he saw me when he walked in and just lost it. He just started crying and would not come in. And it wasn't until, like, we sat down at dinner that they were like, Max, you know, Nick plays the Cowardly Lion. You like the Cowardly Lion? He just looks at me and goes, you do? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And so, like, I just started spouting off some of the lines for him, and then all of a sudden he opened up and he could start talking about anything, and he's the most talkative 3-year-old ever.
Isn't that the coolest thing? The kids are the best.
They are. They are. Like, it's terrible to say this because we're not supposed to do it, but every now and then you do catch a glimpse of kids in the audience, and just they're so enamored with everything they're seeing. Like, it's a very colorful show, and our cast is fantastic, and they give everyone something to watch, and just seeing how these kids, like, are just. Sometimes they will focus in on one thing, and other times you'll see them just their eyes darting around, and it's so incredible to watch their amazement at, you know, watching you do your job.
That's
cool. it makes the long hours on the bus and the being in a different city every night and being away from our family and friends for long periods of time all worth it.
Well, you said you made it home for Thanksgiving. Will you be home for Christmas or will you be on the road?
So the tour will be on the road, but we do have a few days off where we're traveling. Like, there's no performances scheduled for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or the 26th. And we only have a matinee that Sunday, the 23rd. The 23rd is actually my sister's 30th birthday, and so I'm flying home after our matinee to. I won't get in until after midnight, but I threw her a little surprise party last week while I was home and made her this massive cake. And just, like, have my own little like celebration for her because, you know, she's my little sister. She's the baby. She's the only girl. So we got to make her feel even more special, you know.
That's very cool.
So I'll get to be home. Yeah, I'll get to be home for a few days and then have to catch a flight out to Connecticut on December 27th to meet up with the tour. And then we have a weekend in Connecticut, 2 weeks off at New Year's, and then we get back together in Seattle in mid-January, and we have 2 months, and then we're done for the time being.
Phew! Then you get to take a breath, huh?
Yeah.
When are you getting your Christmas shopping done?
So the fun thing about being on a bus all the time is that you have lots of time for arts and crafts. And so lots of our families are getting, like, hand-knitted scarves and whatnot. And, you know, Amazon is a wonderful thing. It's like, yeah, mom said she'd like that. And free shipping, yes, please, and thank you.
It's your version of being on a plane and finding that SkyMall catalog.
Exactly. Although Amazon's usually a little cheaper than SkyMall, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, that's the truth. And you may actually use something on Amazon that you find.
Truth. Hey,
you said you
truth.
Were from Ohio. Where?
Columbus.
Oh, I'm from Cleveland. Grew up with a lot of great performances up there.
OH!
Yeah, I love it up there. Did you hear about Urban Meyer stepping down?
Oh, no!
After the Rose Bowl, he's calling it quits.
You're kidding.
No, they just announced that this morning. There are Buckeyes hearts shattering everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. No wonder I heard from my mom yet. She's probably in mourning.
Oh, you'd better give her a call.
Wow. I will.
Sorry to break that to you, but listen, you're going to be here in town this Sunday and two performances at Ruth Eckert Hall. That's kind of nice to get a chance because a lot of the kids will go to that early show.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be nice. Like, we were down in Florida a couple times back in the spring, and it's such a nice difference than where most of us are, because a lot of the people on the tour are from New York, live in New York City, and so right now this time of year isn't always exactly the prettiest.
Yeah,
like, it's pretty in some ways, but then as soon as the snow is down and you plow it, it gets black and it just looks nasty there, all, like along the side of the road.
Yeah,
and so being in Florida around Christmas, like a lot of us came into town early and spent a couple of days the theme parks in Orlando, and so we saw Disney and Universal all lit up for the holidays, and it kind of puts you in a different, not a different mood, but a different perspective of a mood for the holidays, I guess is the best way to put it.
Oh, I know. I've always said you don't have to shovel humidity, so I'm just fine living down here.
Well, sometimes it feels like you have to shovel it, though, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that's the truth. Well, I just wanted to thank you for your time this morning. I know it was an early call, but you'll be able to see The Wizard of Oz at Ruth Eckert Hall, 2 shows, 3 and 8 this Sunday, and we've got links for tickets and everything you need to know at WDUV.com. Nick, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you on stage.
Hey, my pleasure. Absolutely. Have yourself a wonderful day.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.